Welcome to the Launch Button Podcast, where we allot the secrets of successful entrepreneurs and real estate investors who found the courage to hit the launch button and take control of their destiny. Join me, Hugh Zaretsky, bestselling author, seasoned real estate investor, and serial entrepreneur, as we dive deep into inspiring stories and invaluable lessons that will empower you to break free from the ordinary and pursue your true passions. Are you feeling trapped in a job that drains your passion and leaves you yearning for more? Are you ready to accelerate your business and or real estate investing to take it to the next level? It's time to ignite your dreams and embrace the limitless possibilities that life has to offer. Get ready to launch into the life you've always desired by pressing the launch button. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Launch Button Podcast, where we help entrepreneurs like you push past the hesitation, ignite momentum, and stay in orbit long after liftoff. I'm your host, Hugh Zaretsky, and today we're talking about one of my favorite subjects of the year, the end of year sprint. I know you're thinking it's still warm out, right? The weather's been crazy this year. We can't complain about it, but we need to make sure that we're getting prepared. And a lot of you are thinking it's October, the year's practically over. Maybe I'm too late to start. And that's not true either. It's time for you to get started right now. Get yourselves plugged in. We've got like a 6-week sprint till Thanksgiving, a little over 50 some odd days. And then we're going to be off to the races. And as the year starts to slow down, we're going to continue to build momentum. But here's the thing. How you finish the year determines how you can start the next one. And we want to roll strong into 2026. I know it's crazy saying that, right? 2026. So this episode is about clarity, communication, and momentum. Three things that separate those who coast into December versus those who actually are taking the action, and that's what it's about. So let's talk about this. Think of the year like a 400-meter sprint or race. You know, this is where we got to dive deep. You're 300 meters in. A good friend of mine, Ron Williams, always says that like he knew in the last 100 meters that he was going to win because he didn't handle pain more than the other participants. So when they start to slow down in that fourth quarter, he was able to maintain his pace, and if not even accelerate. And that's really what we want you to do. That acceleration, that last stretch, that's where champions make up ground, and that's where you can as well. So most entrepreneurs take their foot off the gas right now, right? As once we hit Thanksgiving, once we get into the holidays, most of them are taking their foot off the gas, like it's the fourth quarter, so I'll restart after the holidays. Next year will be my year. You're going to hear so many sayings like that. Let's just maintain what we've got and not move forward in that last quarter. But we really want to drive that forward. But that's really where the momentum starts for 2026. If you slow down now, you'll spend January trying to get back to where you are. And that's the key as we get into the holiday season. So many people slow down and then they try and ramp back up, and it takes a little bit of time. And by the time they're doing it, it's already mid to late January before they're hitting the ground running. And we want to be flying out of that gate in January. But if you use these next 60 to 90 days, you'll create a launch pad for next year's growth. And that's really what we want. We want to see you accelerate into orbit and then stay in orbit if you're already there. So I want to ask yourself, what would happen if you treated October, November, December like the most important months of your business life? Say that again. What would happen if you treated October, November, and December like the most important months of your business life? I hate to tell you, it really is, because this is how you're going to set up the next year. So let's define some clarity. Let's get some clarity on what you want that goal to be. So here's your first challenge for this end of year sprint. Get crystal clear on your one big thing. What's the biggest thing that we can get done between now and the end of the year that would set ourselves up for success? So let me give you some questions to ask yourself. What's the one result that would make me proud to end this year on? Another question. What project or offer would move the needle most before December 31st? What could I put out there? What could I do? Or you might have to remove a bottleneck in your business. So what bottleneck, if removed, would free me up for massive growth next year? And I'll add another one. What if you started implementing some AI into your business or take your AI to the next level with that? Would that free up more time? That's often where our bottlenecks are. As entrepreneurs, it's often ourselves is the bottleneck. So how can I remove myself from these processes? For some of you, it's closing that last real estate deal. For others, it's building your community, launching your offer, or finally creating that automation system or implementing AI. you've been procrastinating on. So let's go ahead and write that down. Make it visible. Put it on your mirror, your lock screen, on your phone, whatever you want to do, your fridge, whatever you stare at daily so that you can see that, so that you know, hey, this is my goal, this is my focus, and let's get focus on it. Because clarity creates focus, and focus creates flow. And we want you to be in that flow state as we end the year strong. Now, let's talk about some strategies and some systems. Once you've got clarity, it's time to create your sprint plan. And yes, I'm going to pull straight from the launch button framework here. The five steps that can take you from idea to orbit is find your passion, right? What excites you? If you don't know what it is, we want to make sure we find your passion so that you can finish strong. We want to create clarity in goals. So what are some things, if we break down that big goal into three smaller steps that we can hit each month? And then surround yourself with experts, right? Who can you partner with? Who can you learn from or collaborate with before the year ends? And then, of course, some of my favorite things, establish your KPIs and CDAs, right? My KPIs are key performance indicators, and then CDAs are our consistent daily actions. And what daily or weekly actions will make successful in the long run, right? What are those actions? What are those things that I can establish? And then, of course, it's time to push the launch button and commit that publicly, whether that's on one of our weekly training calls, commit that goal. I just had our whole team of entrepreneurs going through that and setting a goal, whatever that has to be. Take the action. And then, of course, we got to track it. So track that momentum where we're going. Remember, sprinting is about working hard. It's about working with attention. Stop doing the fluff, right? What do we got to cut out so we have that habit for next year? And let's use AI to automate what you can. You guys have heard us playing around a lot with the AI systems, whether that's the AI employees, whether that's the AI agents, depending on what you want to call them. We've got some new systems coming in, so you'll hear it on our phone systems for those of you guys that call in, right? You're going to start to see that all of them get implemented before the end of the year. So we're doing exactly what we're training you here to do. And then delegate what slows us down. So that's where the AI comes in. That's where your team members come in. By December 31st, you'll look back and say, wow, I didn't just finish the year strong. I've launched into 2026. And that's where we want you to be. So let's just talk about a couple more things with this. Your mindset and momentum. We want to make sure that we've got the right mindset, the right frame of mind to be able to go ahead and do that. So it's not about who we are now. It's about who we're becoming because of this sprint. Every entrepreneur hits what I call the resistance zone. That's when distractions, doubts, and holidays start creeping in. But this is your opportunity to push through it, to break through that and use your discipline of your muscle and your brain. And once we do that, it continues. So some people do that by their morning routines, by working out. When you push through your resistance now, you start January with unstoppable confidence. And that's what we want you to do. So here's the mind shift for you. Instead of asking how much time do I have left this year, how much impact can I still create? So let's just shift that one question. And I appreciate you guys continue to listen here with that. And those of you guys on our calls, you're going to start to hear more of these things. How much, right? Let's shift that question. How much time do I have left this year? Ask how much impact can I still create? The difference between those two questions can change your business and your life. So here's your end of year challenge. As we go to wrap up this podcast here today, pick your one big outcome that we talked about. Design your 60-day plan with weekly milestones. Track your CDAs, your daily commitments, your deadlines, my consistent daily actions that I'm going to take, and then share your sprint publicly in your mastermind, in your team, or even DM me on Instagram at HughesyWealth. Tell me your sprint goal. You want to put it out there. You want to tag me, right, on Instagram. You want to make a little video about it so now it's truly public. You can go ahead and do that. If you want to go deep, grab a copy of the Launch Button book. And just so you guys fully understand, this is exactly what we're doing. We just created the Beyond Launch book. Let me say that again. The Beyond Launch book. We're getting ready. Cover design is in. We've got the whole thing set up. It's going to be super cool style. One side's a story, one side's actions. So we want to make sure that you guys understand how to go out there, take those actions, and it's going to be a great tool. And we're going to get that launched here super quickly. So when we're talking about sprints, this is one of the sprints we just did in less than a month to get this book ready. And we're going to show you how fast you can do it. And that's what we're talking about. So everything I'm talking to you about on this podcast is exactly what we're doing. So I want to make sure that you're doing the exact same thing. that you're going deep and you're taking the action. But if you want to go deeper, right, get on our mailing list so that you can be one of the first people to hear about the new book, Beyond Launch, coming out. And we're actually going to redo the 5-week productivity journal so we can help you guys through these sprints. So we can get you into momentum and get you going. And we're going to call it Ignite Your CDAs. Big shout out to Jill, Amanda, and Joe for all their help during this process to be able to get these things completed. And Jill did an amazing job, and then the book. So you get a chance to see that. But here's my goal for you. I want you to stay in orbit at the end of this year. Continue to move forward. If you're ready for community support, check out our launch family and be able to get plugged in with us. You can go to HughesRxy.com. You can check out the eFamily community on school, whatever it happens to be. We really want to help you grow, scale, and sprint into 2026 so that it can be your best year yet. So let's finish strong. Let's sprint the year with momentum, clarity, and confidence. Remember, this is how you start the year. But a lot of people start strong. They get into all personal growth. Hey, I want to do things different. But it's really how we end the year leading into that that can truly make a difference in 2026. So have a great day. We'll see everybody soon and see you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining us on the Launch Button Podcast, your gateway to unlocking your true potential and pursuing your passions. Don't let the journey end here. For more empowering insights, valuable resources, exclusive content, and free giveaways, visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com. At The Launch Button, we're dedicated to helping you break free from the ordinary and embrace a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Dive deeper into our episodes, access bonus materials, and connect with like-minded individuals on our website and our private community group. Are you ready to take the next steps towards your dreams? Subscribe to The Launch Button Podcast on your favorite podcast platform and never miss an episode. Remember, the power to transform your life lies within your grasp. Press the launch button and soar towards success. For more updates, behind-the-scenes content, and exclusive offers, follow us on social media, join the conversation using #TheLaunchButton, and share your journey with our vibrant community. Thank you for being a part of the Launch Button family. Together, let's ignite our dreams and embark on this journey together of growth and discovery. Visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com, and let's continue to launch your greatness. See you there.